This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Wow. Nathan, you took that one right to the last second. You know, Nathan and I were chatting. I just love chatting with Nathan before the broadcast. He's our engineer on Mondays. And we were just catching up on the weather. We were catching up on heating the house with wood and how many times we fill the firebox, and 5 to 6 times a day, a couple hundred pounds per time. And we're talking about just how much wood it takes to heat a house. And so for those of you who think that a pickup truck is going to last you a couple months, nah, I don't think so. It doesn't for us, that's for sure. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You dial said correctly to USA Preparers, and we're delighted you're here. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning, Captain John Reagan. Wow. So I was at the thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I clicked on the news tab. What a great lineup you have for today's class. Absolutely. Absolutely. So what's new in your world?
Boy, I'll tell you, you just brought back memories. When I lived in Virginia commuting to the Pentagon, I had a house that had a wood stove, and we would use that for supplemental heat. Uh-huh. And, just in that, it's like you say, boy, do you go through the wood. And if that's going to be your sole source of heat, you better have a lot ready, and you have to get it done early so the wood is seasoned.
All right. Let's just talk. Let's just take a 2 minute side trip and talk about wood. When we were building this house, we were thinking, okay, I bought a couple cast iron wood stoves, and I had to get them. I had to go out to the East Coast to get them because people don't heat with wood very much. We've become so used to just turning up that thermostat, and whether it's fuel oil or propane or natural gas or heat pumps, electric powered heat pumps, it's so much easier, but it's so much more expensive. Well, we built this farmhouse. I decided that we would heat with wood. So I went to the East Coast, and I bought 2 cast iron wood stoves for inside, because that would be absolutely the most efficient, because the heater would be inside. There'd be very little heat loss in transmission of heat from outside to inside, because we're going to put it inside. And the chimney would be in the great room, and it's a very tall ceiling in there, so we'd get a lot of heat extraction from the long chimney. But I thought about it, and I thought, you know, whenever we've used these wood stoves, every time you open that door, smoke comes out. So then what do? You have to, you know, if you have too much smoke, you air out the room, and how much heat loss is that? So we decided that, no, we're not going to do that. We'll get an outside wood furnace and insulate it, and, you know, have a wood hydronic heater. And that's what we put in. It works great. But every time we open the door, it smokes. And that's outside. So it works really, really well. But the amount of wood that we use is enormous. I mean, it's literally enormous. We probably have 8 to 10 spare chains and a couple spare bars to go with our chainsaws. Because without the spare chains, we wouldn't be able to cut the wood, enough wood, to heat our house. So we have a trailer that we hook up either to a tractor or to an old Jeep. and we pull that around the farm and we pick up these dead trees that fall, or trees that are standing that are dead. And when I say dead, I mean no bark left on them. And that's something we're probably going to talk about in hour number two, the dead trees. And we cut them up and put them on the trailer. So it takes three of us. It takes three of us, oh, about a half a day to get a week's worth of wood. And that's just to get it cut, put on the trailer, and then head home. And that's picking up these trees that fall down in the woods along the fence lines, and we use them to heat our house. And how much money do we save? Well, John, you studied break-even analysis. And when we looked at the wood stove and what it would take to install it, we installed it ourselves and trenched it ourselves and, you know, put the underground plumbing in and all that. The break-even point was about, I thought, a little less than 48 months. And I learned in finance class back in the 1970s that if you've got a project that has a break-even point of less than 48 months, you probably ought to consider doing it. I don't think that's quite the case, what they teach in school today. They probably want a break-even point in, you know, less than a year or so. But we put it in, and we are saving about, I guess it would be almost $2,000 a year in heat and electricity. And it worked. And it worked for us. So the break-even point was about what I expected, actually a little bit less. And we are independent from having to buy propane for heat. And pretty soon we'll be independent from having to buy electricity to run the equipment, to power the, you know, the wood stove, water circulator, and the air handler. And that's next. So I just wanted to share that with our class. But wood heats, my dad used to say wood heats twice. It heats more than twice. He would say it heats once when you cut it, because it's so darn hard to do. And then it heats when you use it. But it heats when you cut it, when you stack it, when you move it, when you shovel the ashes, and when you actually use the wood as a source of energy to create heat in a fire. Okay, John. That's my comment on heating. Well, but you're right.
I guess it was probably 3 or 4 years ago, I gave a homework assignment to watch Frontier House, which was one of the reality shows on PBS, where they basically had a contest with a few families to live how people lived in a different time period. And for this reality show, it was Montana in, I think it's the 1880s. And when they were doing the evaluations at the end of the show, the young couple came close, but nobody had enough wood for the winter. And of course, if this were those times, that translates into not surviving the winter. So it's very serious, and I don't have an item for this. I just saw it on the news this morning. You probably remember we had the tornado come through here the day after Christmas that killed several people on Interstate 30 and messed up a bunch of houses in that area. Well, one of the families finally got, you know, moved back into the house, and of course, this weekend we had a you know, the big cold snap here. So they lit a fire in the fireplace and ended up losing their home and what belongings they had. You know, what survived the tornado didn't survive the fire. And the initial determination from the fire department was either a faulty chimney or fireplace. So, you know, there's a preparedness lesson there as well. You know, it's nice to have a fireplace. It's even better having a wood stove because you don't lose all the heat up the chimney. But these things also have to be maintained properly, because if they're not, you end up with a house fire. And, you know, the big thing typically is the creosote building. going to be able to call a chimney sweep. You're going to have the tools and the, I don't know how much skill it takes, but the skills to take that creosote out of the chimney. And
I can tell you what it takes. We have an outdoor, and this is a really simple example. We have an outdoor wood furnace that stands about 8 feet tall. And then the chimney comes out the back and goes up. So the total height is maybe 13 or 14 feet. And I bought a round chimney brush. It's like a something you would clean test tubes with, except it's got wire bristles instead of nylon bristles. And it attaches to these long sections of fiberglass rods. So I have about maybe 30 feet of sections of fiberglass, well, maybe 15 feet of fiberglass rods that's screwed together like fishing rods, except a little heavier. And you screw that onto the wire brush and you brush it from the top down. And there's a clean out at the base of the chimney. So you push down with this wire brush and it loosens all the dried creosote, if you will. And then you can scoop it out into a bucket. And I'm going to save that, and I have been saving that creosote so that I can mix it with a little bit of kerosene or a little bit of diesel fuel and make a preservative out of it for fence posts, wood fence posts. And we call that creosote. At least that's my thoughts on what I'm going to use it for as my own wood preservative. But that's what we do. But, you know, not all the time. You can't always clean the chimney up because if it's freezing cold and you've got a lot of creosote built up in your chimney because you've been burning wood that's not seasoned or you've been burning a lot of wood with a lot of sap in it, your chimney can get coated. And have we had chimney fires? Yeah, we have. And I'll tell you what, it's pretty terrifying. And here's what we do. You can hear this thing roar. It goes kind of like a jet engine. And you can hear it in the chimney. You can see that if you have a stainless steel chimney, you can actually see it start to get, you know, discolored. What I do is I shut the air off to the wood stove immediately. And without air, that chimney fire can't continue very long. And that's the way to do it. Now, if I had a chimney fire in a house, like in a fireplace, you can be pretty confident that your chimney might crack from that heat. I mean, it's like a blowtorch. It sounds like a blowtorch, and it's probably almost as hot as a blowtorch. And the idea is, if you've got a fire extinguisher, I think I would, if it was a chemical one, I'd send it up the, put the tip in the fireplace. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Captain John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. John, just a couple quick seconds on the chimney fire issue. And so here are my thoughts, and these are just my thoughts. I recommend you do your own research. So if you have a chimney, let's say it's a brick chimney, a traditional chimney with a terracotta liner, and you've got a fire going in the fireplace, and you hear this roar, and you think, oh, we've got a chimney fire. Here's what I would do. This is just my opinion. I would try to put that fire out in the fireplace as quickly as possible. Like, let's say it's in the living room. I would try to put that out as quickly as possible. I would use a fire extinguisher that I'd have handy, a chemical one. Now, if that doesn't work, I would go to my garage where I have a coiled, ready-to-go 120-foot commercial garden hose. And the garden hose has attached to it a nozzle, which is open. It's screwed on, ready to go. And the reason I say commercial is because if it goes outside and it's freezing cold outside, it's not one of those plastic ones that's going to crack. It's a heavy-duty rubber one. And I would attach it to a faucet. We have hydrants all over our farm. And I would spray with a mist the fire in the fireplace. The reason I say a mist is because you want to have a lot of small water molecules to put out the fire quickly, and you don't want to crack the firebox. As soon as the fire is almost out in the firebox or the fireplace, I would immediately shut down the air, the damper, to eliminate air from going up the chimney. And then I would go outside, and I would take that same garden hose, and I would aim it so that the water would go down the chimney. Enough to just put out the fire and not enough to crack the chimney. Those would be my goals. But the main thing is to save the house. That's the main thing. And that's what I would do. And so what do we do here at the farm? We have drained commercial garden hoses, coiled up, stored inside. Inside, because if you have water in them, if you don't drain them fully, and we put them on a hill, and we drain all the water out of them, then we coil them up in a large coil, size of a hula hoop. And then we bring them inside. And the plan is that if you have water sitting at the bottom of a garden hose, if you have it looped outside, that water will freeze, and that will plug up the garden hose, and it won't do you any good at all to put your fire out. So we keep ours inside, at the ready. Those are just our thoughts, John.
And just another one of those things that's on your list of preparedness items. You know.
Yeah, and how much are these garden hoses now? These commercial ones are about, I don't know, $30, $32 if you get them at Sam's Club. Yeah, so, you know, they're not the $10 ones. They're not the $8 ones. They're more expensive than that. And then you want a good brass nozzle, and you want to test out that nozzle to make sure that it will throw a stream of water as far as you need it to go. And test it before you need it. Test it to make sure it will reach the chimney, the top of the chimney. Yeah, it's not the time to find out when you have a panic going on, like a chimney fire. And you won't believe it. Chimney fire is absolutely terrifying. I know. And don't burn plastic in your fireplace. That's a great way to start a chimney fire. Yeah, throw a milk carton in there. Don't even think about it. Don't burn trash in your fireplace. And don't burn wood that's not seasoned. And don't burn wood that has a lot of sap in it. And look up in your fireplace. Put some safety glasses on. And, you know, in the summertime, look up there. See what's in there. It's darn dangerous. So those are some of the reasons why you want to have an outdoor wood furnace, you know, if you're thinking about doing this. We come back. Captain John Reagan's got an unbelievable list of topics to talk about. He's going to talk about 151 years ago, what happened. The Fed destroying $1 trillion. The Dinosaur News of Detroit, the Dinosaur News of New York, portable computer 1977, getting 5 years in prison for you won't believe what? A 9/11 faker. What a disgusting story that is.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Class
is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Okay, John.
Well, you know, we haven't talked about the 13th Amendment in a while.
Yeah.
And it was 151 years ago that was ratified on December 6th, but it was 151 years ago yesterday that the Secretary of State proclaimed its adoption. And just in case you don't remember your high school history, Amendment number 13 is the constitutional amendment that bans slavery. And in reading this, now that I've scrolled down there, Section 1, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist in the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Section 2, Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. And that's it. It's not very wordy, but there's some important things we need to read into this. While involuntary servitude, again, except when you've been convicted of a crime, is prohibited, voluntary servitude is still perfectly constitutional, and and I wish this is what we could get across to people today. You are enslaved, and the typical way is debt. And it's bad enough, the debt that you can take on your own, but what the government has done has made it to where there is no financial freedom in the future, because it's going to require more than 100% of income just to feed the beast.
And, of course, there's the slavery of taxes, John. You can stop paying taxes and run the risk of being a guest at the Cross Bar Hotel. Many have tried.
And if you think you don't have a master, just stop paying your bills. Mm-hmm. You'll find out quickly. Mm-hmm. Next up, Fed destroys $1 trillion. And if you happen to get to the post before the show, I had to correct this link during the top of the hour news break. In case you missed the news last week, the Fed raised interest rates another 0.25%. And between the bond and stock market, they wiped another $1 trillion of value out based on that. And it's like I've been saying for how long now? Interest rates rising is what's going to be so deadly. You end up just looking at the federal debt, $20 trillion worth there, that goes up, even to near normal 5% by the time it's all cycled through. That ends up being $1 trillion a year in interest expense. And, of course, in fact, I've already gotten the notice for one credit card. The interest rate's gone up 0.25%. And, with people tapped out as much as they are, especially with Obamacare going up so much next year, all this additional expense is going to hurt. And then we've got the problem of the pension funds. A lot of that $1 trillion, didn't necessarily hit the, the 1%. It hit the pension funds, which are already hurting. And we've got an article we'll be talking about an hour or two on another city having problems. Vincent?
Yeah, we're going to be talking about pension funds, and we're going to be talking about, as a preview, the staff of the city take care of themselves first? Didn't they plan that?
That's usually the way things happen. The executives make sure that they're paid very well and get rewarded for all the damage they do. And then all the people that had to do all the really hard work, well, too bad.
Yep. Oh, my computer came back. It's great. I was unable to refresh. Something happened to my screen, and I've got a separate computer for, looking at the Financial State of the Union, separate from the computer that runs the broadcast, separate from the call screen computer. And I lost one of them a few seconds ago, but it's come back, which is great. Okay. So what's next, John?
Well, you've been hearing a lot about fake news.
Yeah.
So it was interesting that the purveyors of the real fake news, the dinosaur media, are going to do my best not to call them mainstream anymore, because they really aren't mainstream. They're the newspapers or TV and radio stations, they're having really hard times out there. And they, in the dinosaur death throes, they're lashing out as much as they can against the modern media, who's able to get real news out to people. And we've got examples from Detroit, where the Detroit News is cutting its finance columnists, editors, and photo staffers you know, because they can't find a way of making money in this brave new world. Mm-hmm. 20 newsroom employees, and then New York Times is going to vacate at least 8 floors of its 52-story Manhattan skyscraper and rent out the space to make money. And that's going to force 400 of its staff to relocate to temporary office space.
So. Yeah, until they get rid of them, probably, because that's the way it goes. You know, when companies are having a tough time financially, first thing they do is they cut pens and paper and pencils and paper clips and rubber bands and that kind of stuff. And then they say, you know what, those seminars that we used to go to, we're going to have to limit them. Actually, we're going to have to abolish them. No travel, no business lunches, no pencils, paper clips. But everything's, you know, going to be fine. We're just going to realign what we do. And next thing you know, you find out realignment means the same thing as layoffs. And then next thing you know, there's partial shutdowns. And then pretty soon, the company's in such serious trouble that they sell some of their assets. And in this case, the New York Times is renting out space that they used to have for people. Now, part of this is through automation, but part of it is for reasons that they're just not selling as many subscriptions. At least that's what I'm reading. And, you know, I was thinking about the term that you used, John. I think that, you know, dinosaur media, I'm thinking obsolete media is what we should start calling those guys, obsolete media or defective media. Either one of those two terms is okay with me. We call politicians, or I call politicians, defective. And the media that is selling this, the fake news, the actual fake news, is defective and obsolete.
Or we could just call them the bought and paid for media, just like our bought and paid for politicians.
Mm-hmm. Yep, traitors. And for them to intentionally mislead us is cause for us to throw them away, kick them to the curb, not purchase. And you know, when I click on an ad, let's say I go to the Drudge Report, and it brings up a New York Times ad, New York Times story, I immediately click the back arrow. I don't want to even spend milliseconds with the New York Times or many other publications as well. I don't want to spend any time at Sears. You know, companies who have done such stupid things, wasted their businesses. I don't know, John, maybe it was these new MBAs that came out in the 1980s, these new ways of soaking their customers, making money, the new way, not the old-fashioned way, through hard work and good products and good services and good guarantees and good customer support and products that are reliable and repairable and durable. The new way of, you know, you got a problem with that washing machine, well, just throw it away. Got a problem with that television, just throw it away. Got a problem with a VCR, radio, computer. It doesn't pay to fix it, just get a new one. Those people, the people who have thought that up, I don't want anything to do with them. I want nothing to do with them. As a matter of fact, John, I had so many frustrations. As you know, we have old cars. And my son, who I've trained in auto mechanics, absolutely, positively hates, despises the chicken foot. And the chicken foot is the logo that's on a Mercedes. He despises working on Mercedes. to the point where I don't want to get under the hood with him, because if I do, he's going to point out all these miserable engineering achievements, things that require special tools, special fittings, so hard to work on. And then you look at the newer ones, forget it. I mean, there's not much you can do to them. You've got to bring them to the steeler ship. If you go to a website and you look up, you know, a problem with the Mercedes, and you go to some forum, the word steeler ship or stealer enters these descriptions. And that's what they call the Mercedes dealerships. Steeler ships with an S. Because you're not going to get out of there, typically, with less than a several hundred dollar bill. You want your spark plugs changed? No problem, $500. You want your oil changed? No problem, $200. It's just below criminal. And so I don't want to go newer. I want to...
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time, I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, I was just looking at the news, and it's really running slowly. I think there's some internet outages across the country because it's really taking a long time to get from website to website. But it says that in Texas, there's a reported drop of 36 degrees Fahrenheit in just 10 minutes from 70 degrees Fahrenheit to 34. Unbelievable.
And just wait around this Sunday, we're supposed to be hitting a 75.
Well, I'll tell you, I mentioned to you before the broadcast that it's really rough on the emotions being a farmer in this kind of weather, because we're having calves, and these poor little guys come out of their mom soaking wet, and they wake up to 1 degree. We had calves born over the last few days in the snow, and it's really cold, and so we've got shelter for them, but man, it still doesn't make it any warmer. And we unroll hay for the mamas to lie in, and we make it as good as we possibly can, but it's still freezing cold. And so in that line of thinking, I'm wondering, what do we call the people who are spraying these chemicals in the air, who are manipulating our weather and causing what we just reported, like a 36 degree Fahrenheit drop in temperature in just 10 minutes. What do we call these people that do this? And then the snow dumps on us. And then you have people that are skidding on the highways and byways and crashing into each other and injuring each other and running over pedestrians and crashing into light stanchions and fire hydrants and the elderly who have been subjected to power outages because the power lines freeze and become so heavy that they can't sustain the weight of the ice on the lines, and the lines break, and then the power's out for hours and hours, and then these people get sick and die because they're of weak constitution to begin with, because they're elderly and frail. What do you call people who spray these chemicals in the sky? And what do you call these people who cause animals to die because of the freezing temperatures that are man-made? Or the change in weather? What do you call them? Do you call them murderers? Do you call them, are their crimes manslaughter, murder? What would you call them? I just hope that we shun them for the rest of their miserable lives, for what they've inflicted upon us. I hope we can find out who they are and try them for treason. I hope we can do that. John?
Let me try and hit the last two on hour one. We've got an elector here that will be unfortunately voting for us today. Turns out that I'm not going to use his name because I think he's out for the publicity. I first found out that he's using a publicity firm that is run by Van Jones. You know, why would a Republican be associated with that? The latest that's come out is that this guy has put himself out as a 9/11 first responder, and turns out that that story is not checking out, and he's gotten a lot of publicity for that. And I've only found one report that goes even further, that this guy had an Ashley Madison membership back in 2012. At the time, he was married with three kids and bankrupt. So how this guy got to be a Republican elector is beyond me. Sounds like he does a pretty good job of convincing people.
It's an outrage. It's an outrage. And then we have people saying, don't support the candidate through the Electoral College. Vote for anybody else other than Trump. We have people saying that. And then we have guys like this who have been selected to elect, or selected to select, the president. It's amazing how far we've fallen. What a disgrace. Captain John Reagan and I'll be right back. And I'm looking forward to telling you about probably one of the most serious threats. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.